As promised, though, we're joined right now by a tackle for the LA Chargers. He is your 2020 Outland Trophy watch lister, a 2020 preseason All-American, and all Big Ten selection at Northwestern. He was the 13th pick overall in this year's draft. We are talking about Rashawn Slater. Rashawn, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm doing great, and it's nice to have you on the show. Thanks so much. Listen, if you would, take me back to Thursday when the Chargers make that call and they draft you with the 13th pick overall. I know that they were pumped to pick you. What do you remember about picking up that phone call and receiving it?
Man, it was a lot of chaos. Like, you know, watching the draft for so many years, it always seems like it goes on forever. But, like, on Thursday afternoon, for me, it was just flying by. With all the trade backs that were happening around 10, 11, 12, too, I really wasn't sure what was going to happen. And so when I finally got that call, it was just relief at first. And then, you know, talking to the GM and the coaches, I started to get super excited, just realizing all the weapons they had. And, you know, they got Justin, some of my old teammates were there, and I just realized it couldn't be a more perfect fit.
Rashawn Slater joining us. You know, I want to talk about that in a minute, but listen, I understand that you've got a lot of work in front of you. I know you're focused on the next step, but when you think about that journey, when you think about the work you've put in, when you think about everything you've done to put yourself in that position to be drafted, and that moment finally comes, I mean, what does that feel like? Do you allow yourself a chance to celebrate, reflect on that, or are you already on to the next thing?
Yeah, really, it's got to be on to the next thing. The way it is with, like, rookie minicamp being right around the corner and me now knowing the expectations for me for next season, I really just got to get back to work. But at the same time, like, I wasn't even able to, like, process what happened to me on that night just because we had to go talk, you know, do interviews and do some media stuff. And then when I got to my hotel with my family, it was so late that, like, it really started to hit me, like, the following couple days. So that's been really nice, but at the same time, like, kind of gotten back to work, back in the swing of things with my training.
It doesn't sound like you have a lot of time to really celebrate that thing and kind of reflect on that. Like, you're already right back at it. Now, you mentioned your family. If we were to go back a little bit, your father, Reggie, is the all-time leading rebounder at the University of Wyoming. He played pro basketball for 12 years, including 8 in the NBA. I'm curious, how much did you learn from him about what it takes to be a great athlete and the mentality that's required to be great?
I've learned so much from him. Ever since I was a little kid, he's been taking me and my older brother out, doing basketball drills in the yard and stuff like that. And so, like, he was always trying to coach us up. And then when I really started to pursue football for myself, that wisdom he had from his experience, it was invaluable because he just taught me how to take care of my body. He taught me, like, the value of just long-term consistency in my training and stuff like that. And then just, like, tons of little things, like, stuff that applies to rebounding, a lot of it applies to O-line play, like leverage, hand usage, and stuff like that. And so he's definitely been, like, a huge influence on me. So it's been really valuable to have him.
Rashawn Slater joining us. You know, your high school team won 3 games in your final 3 seasons. And I'm kind of curious, like, when you're a young guy and you're coming up and you're competitive and you so badly want to win, it's easy to get demoralized or get down. And then you don't want to be selfish, right? You don't want to be there just for yourself. I'm kind of curious how you were able to process that. And was there something or some things that you learned during that time that made you a better player? Like, how did you process all of that?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of that, being able to be resilient through that, just came from my dad, and he taught me the importance of having a vision and that it wasn't always going to come immediately. And so, you know, losing sucked. It always sucks no matter where you are, but during that time, I feel like it just taught me how to be able to ignore that and just focus on what I can control. And really just, I feel like that period of my life where we were losing games and I wasn't seeing the benefits of my hard work, like, that kind of taught me, just character-wise, how to face and how to deal with adversity.
Man, that is so key. I think that's so important what you just said. I think there's a lot of people listening right now, young athletes or parents of young athletes, that maybe they're young athletes, not in the best situation, but you can't control that, right? But you can control your work and your attitude and how you approach it. And then last season had to be really challenging, and you decided ultimately to opt out of the 2020 season. What was that decision-making process like? Because I know your teammates are your brothers, so I'm curious what it was like to be away from them, and then what went into that decision?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a really challenging decision. kind of was made for me initially with the Big Ten canceling the season.
Right.
And so once they did that, my mindset was, I'm going to get ready for my rookie year. And so I immediately hired an agent and started training. And I was training in Dallas for 3 weeks whenever they reinstated the season. And at that point, that's when the really hard decision came in. And I talked a lot to my coaches at Northwestern and my teammates at Northwestern and my parents. And just kind of talking through it, you know, I ended up making the decision that there was so much uncertainty surrounding, you know, how college football would be played, that it would be best for me to just keep on focusing on my training. But like watching them, you know, on TV, it was really weird and it was hard, especially early on, you know, seeing those guys, seeing clips from practice and games, like it was hard to watch. But at the same time, that kind of motivated me to make sure I wasn't wasting any of this time. And that I was using it to its fullest.
I appreciate that response. Rashawn Slater joining us. Now, Northwestern is such a unique place, like a really, really good football program and an absolutely amazing academic institution. That was your first offer when you were in high school. When you received that offer, how much, though, did you really know about the school and the program?
Almost nothing. Like, I'm a Houston kid, and so Northwestern, like, the first thought that popped in my head was Northwestern State over in Louisiana.
Great.
So, like, yeah, and so whenever they reached out, they were the first one to, like, ask about my academic transcript and stuff, and I was like, who are these guys? But then to go from that to committing to them, like, within a matter of just a few months, kind of goes to show, like, the impression they made on me when I visited and stuff like that.
Right, speaking of impressions, back in March, you showed up at your pro day, and you blew everybody away with 33 reps on the bench, a 33-inch vert, 4.88 40 time. So how pleased were you with that performance? And then what kind of a reaction did you hear from scouts and teams after that day?
I was pleased with it. Definitely showed that, you know, I had been working and I had, you know, kind of transformed myself during this time off from playing. And so I felt like it was just good to show that. And I was relieved to have it over with because now I don't have to worry about running fast ever again. I can just play O-line. But, yeah, I mean, scouts said that they were impressed with the workout, and I feel like it definitely proved to them that I had been working this whole time.
Yeah, but, dude, you might not love running, although you ran really fast for somebody your size. I know you're not going to tell me you don't love the weight room, right? You love being in the weight room.
Oh, no, I love the weight room. That's my natural habitat.
That is your natural habitat. For instance, there's a video of you that appears to show you front squatting 495 for three reps. Seems to me that would be a monster back squat, but to do that as a front squat and to do it for multiple reps seems kind of crazy to me. You don't just walk into the weight room one day and put that on the bar and bang it out. That's a product of a lot of work. Like, the weight room, is that, did you convince yourself to love it because you need to and that's part of your job, or do you really love being in there?
No, I really love being in there. Like, I feel like the environment in that clip of the weight room just tells you everything you need to know. Like, when you're on a team and you guys are all working for the same thing, the weight room is just such a fun place to be in. Like, everyone's rooting for each other. You can be as crazy as you want to be. It's really just a party. So I've always loved it.
Rashawn Slater joining us. It's really just a party. Listen, you're going to join a Chargers team that has its franchise quarterback in Justin Herbert. He's coming off a Rookie of the Year award-winning season. How excited are you to be a part of this young, exciting offense? And from what you know about it, how's it look to you?
That's super exciting, honestly. Like you said, you know, having Herbert there, having just all the young talent, but at the same time having all those veterans, especially in the O-line room, I feel like that's going to be so important for me early on, just picking those guys' brains and learning from them. I couldn't have chosen a better situation to be in.
Hey, Rashawn, I got to ask you about Eliza. Who is Eliza?
Eliza is my bearded dragon.
All right, so Tell me, like, what's her backstory? Where did you get her? What's she like?
All right, well, you know, growing up, I always wanted a pet bearded dragon. My mom would never let me. And then my landlord in college was allergic to, like, cats and dogs, and so I couldn't get one of those, but I just wanted a pet. And so I finally realized my dream in, like, summer 2019 of getting Eliza. There was a reptile expo in the Chicago area, and so me and my friends drove down there, and it was love at first sight.
So, dude, like, what is a bearded dragon like as a pet? I mean, does she have, like, a personality?
Yeah, I would say she does, honestly. Like, a lot of the times, sometimes she'll just sit there, like, motionless for hours, and it's like, is she even alive? But then other times, like, there's been times where I've been trying to meet with teams on Zoom, and she's just been going crazy in the background, and I'm, like, embarrassed because she's, like, kind of trying to get out and jump all over everything. So, you know, she's very kind of split in the way she is, but I always enjoy having her around. She always brightens my day.
All right, so, like, right when you think it can't get any more wild than that, is it true? Do you really make her a salad, and do you make her a salad every single day?
Yeah, of course. That's what she eats most of the time. I feed her bugs a couple times a week, but the majority of it is salad, and that's me making it.
Dude, like dressing or no dressing?
Oh, no dressing. I'll put some, like, supplement dust on top of it, though, to make sure she's healthy.
Some supplement dust. And the bugs, man, you catch the bugs yourself or you buy the bugs?
No, that'd be awesome, though. I'd buy them.
Dude, you're committed. You are committed to Eliza. Like, how long do you think Eliza is going to live?
You read online, it's anywhere from like 6 to 12 years. She's about 2 years now, so we've got some time.
How big is she?
I'd say she's about, from head to end of her tail, like probably about 16 inches.
Is she going to get
Is like kind of a smaller adult, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, how much bigger will she get?
She's fully grown, but like, you can see him all the way up to like 25 inches, so she's not terribly big.
Hey, man, you can tell I'm into this. We should have like a bearded dragon combine.
Yeah, she'd be pretty fast. When she wants to go, she can go.
Or a pro day for Eliza, so she can just kick ass and then be amongst all the great bearded dragons. So, Rashawn Slater joining us. Kind of went off the beaten path on that, but that's really interesting. The 13th pick overall in the draft. Welcome to L.A., my man. Great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. And I know you will, but take care of Eliza.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, sir. Good job. I appreciate that. You got to get different. And they got themselves a really good offensive lineman. 13th pick overall in the draft. I love that he's from Houston and wasn't really sure where Northwestern was. But as you can tell, not nearly as much as the fact that he's got a bearded dragon. I'm all about that.